Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm creator of this Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. And I work with many modalities, and I work with many individuals. And what I love to do is assist in strategies for crushing out some of those outdated beliefs that really can hold us back from making healthy profits in business and, you know, get that deep personal connections in our relationships, you know, to ourselves, to others. And I do this worldwide on Skype and on phone. And before we begin, I just want to share something personal that's occurred for me, and the power of releasing emotions, it cannot be overstated. A couple of weeks ago, in fact, it'll be 2 weeks this last Monday, I woke up with Bell's palsy. I was devastated, and I knew that I had to just face it right on, head on, and not hide out, because Bell's palsy is all about humiliation and shame. So I did a series of videos. It was very scary. Well, the first one was very scary. I was very emotional because my face, on my right side of my face, had literally dropped. I was paralyzed, and I didn't know if I'd ever come back, and I didn't know if I had a stroke. I didn't know what happened, so I was very, very scared. But again, I approached it head on, and I knew without a doubt that I would heal from this, and I would heal from quickly. By releasing all the blocks, trapped emotions, and these beliefs, and all this stuff that can get in the way in our journey as to healing. So I'm very grateful for all the help and assistance that I received, and I also love to help out people and helping them move on with their journey, whether it is as to their business or as to their personal health issues. So I just wanted to quickly share that. I'm going to be actually posting that fairly soon on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca. So you'll get to see all the lovely pictures of me when I'm not doing very well at the beginning. And I was journaling as I went along. So I hope people enjoy that. And it's exciting to know that when we clear out these emotions, how we can really move along with our health. So tonight I'm going to be doing some spot readings. So for anybody with some recent pain, emotional, physical, you know, you're welcome to call in, and I'll just get to the call here and help as many people as possible take our turn. Now, what can happen sometimes is that when somebody's releasing their own particular issues, it could actually, you know, affect somebody else, which could be called like world benefits. So it's the benefit you receive even when another is healing. And so it's a win-win situation, really. So the healing occurs physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and psychologically. So if somebody's talking about a particular issue and something's bothering, you might notice that that could be something that could maybe be affecting yourself too. So I just ask you to just be careful as to the background noise. I'm just going to be keeping everybody on live here. Now, the one modality that I love working with is emotion code and body code, and that's taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson. So very quickly, Dr. Nelson, who's a chiropractor, who's not doing so much of that these days, but he coined the phrase trapped emotions. And these are negative energies that become trapped in the body, just what I went through. And they can occur at any age, at any time. And they can cause inflammation, pain, congestion, depression, anxiety, all sorts of issues. So what it looks like is like it's a ball of energy, typically the size of an orange or cantaloupe. And our body really is made of pure energy. So just a quick recap here. You may or may not know, but the subconscious is about 90%. So everything we've ever done is captured there. It's just like a computer. The body is like a lie detector. You know, it can tell the difference between the truth and falsehood. So it's about 90% at a subconscious, you know, 10% at a conscious level. So for those who come in the call, if you have a chance, maybe a glass, you know, grab a glass of water, or if not, make sure that at the end of the call when you're getting some work done that you drink your water, because you're really clearing energies. You know, they can be negative energies, can be very toxic, and it's always so fascinating to see what comes up. So I'm firstly going to go over to British Columbia. And who is there in British Columbia, Canada?
Anne.
Who's on? Anne. Okay. So Anne, so what do you want to look at? We'll just give you about 10 minutes or approximately. So what's bothering you that you'd like to look at? Is it physical, emotional?
The effect is physical, but I'm actually a healer as well. I'm a Reiki master and have a practice, and I teach, and I have several different modalities. But the reason I want to talk to you today, it's really interesting how these things come about. But a couple of weeks ago, I had eye issue where I couldn't, in my right eye, when I looked and focused, whatever I focused on, and it was a little circle and it was all blurry. So anyway, I worked with that with energy as well, and after about 3 or 4 days, it just kind of cleared up. But I haven't had my eyes tested for years, and so I thought, okay, well, maybe it's time I went and got my eyes tested anyway. So I went to get my eyes tested just by an optometrist last week, and I mentioned it to him, and he couldn't see anything. He looked in and did the whole test. Actually, my eyesight is actually very good. I've always had floaters in my eyes, and especially my right eye. So I'm sure you know what I mean when I say that.
Yes, yes.
Okay. But interestingly, I came out of there feeling really good and positive, and I didn't need to get glasses and all the rest of it. But in the last couple of days, all of a sudden, these floaters have got really much, much worse than they've ever been. And so to the point where it's a little bit alarming. But I know, you know, fortunately, I had a really strong sense that this is just, it's an effect. Not that it doesn't scare me sometimes, it does, but that there was more to it, and I felt really strongly that there was a past life connection for me with it.
Oh, okay.
And so just today, as a matter of fact, I was doing some healing work on it and just sort of meditating on it, and I just started to cry, and I just felt that there was something that had happened, and I kind of felt that it was something that I had done, maybe, I don't know, another life poked somebody's eye out or something, I don't know, I just felt that there was a really connection, but I had to really, you know, love my eyeball. Sounds silly, but I just felt, and I did that. But the tears were just streaming down my face. So, that's kind of where I'm at with it all, Brenda. It's
okay.
Disturbing, but I think okay. I guess that's why I'm to be on the call today.
Well, you heard my story, and it was on the right side of my face.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And I understand being very alarmed. Obviously, it's very alarming. Okay. Now, I know you do Reiki, which you do all these other modalities. Are you interested in muscle testing with me?
Yes, I am definitely interested.
Okay, cool. Okay, so this is how it's been kind of going lately in the last few calls. So a lot of times the people are already muscle testing, and we can just kind of move along. Okay, so we're all connected, so energetically connected, and, you know, the whole world, we're just energetically connected. So what happens on one side of the world, we can sometimes, you know, we can feel this uneasiness if there's some, for example, and not that you don't know this, Anne, but we feel this uneasiness when something, again, happens on one side of the world, say there's tsunami. And people are really just off that day, but they don't know why. because we are all connected. So when I'm looking at something, I'm just going to say, Anne, is it this, this, and that? And then you let me know. So I'm always testing what you're testing. And
okay.
Again, if we can just keep that background noise down, please. Thank you. Okay, so, and if we can just start here. And so I always get to get that connection from higher source. Okay, and getting that go ahead. All right. And if you hear a little bit of a yawn from me, I'm not really yawning, it's just my release.
Okay.
So, so let's just start here. So I'm going to be asking the question, like, what is, you know, contributing to the floater in the right eye region? So, and I'm going to have you check in again. I'm going to be checking after you're checking. Is it anything here on the left side of the chart? On the left side of the chart?
Are you asking me, Brenda?
Yes. Yeah, so this is how it will work. So I'm going to have you check in as
Hello?
To what I'm – okay. So you're going to be testing with me. So I'm looking at my body code system for an example here. So I'm looking at the body code 2.0, and I'm going to be checking in. So is there anything on the left side of the chart for M that's contributing to the floater in her right eye? So what, yes or no for you?
I'm getting a no.
I'm getting a no as well. So is it as to, is there a misalignment that's contributing to this? A misalignment.
Yeah, I'm getting a yes on that
yes.
one.
Yes. Okay, so here we go. So we've got a misalignment that's occurring. And is this within the skeleton system? The skeleton?
Yes,
sorry?
I'm getting yes on that one.
Okay. Is this the axial skeleton? Is it as to the axial skeleton?
No.
As to the appendicular skeleton?
No.
No. Is it hidden within the axial skeleton?
Yes, I'm getting a yes on that
yeah,
one.
Sometimes we have to add the word hidden. Okay, so let's just checking in. Is it within the thoracic cage?
No, I'm getting a no on that one.
No, as to the skull region. As to the skull.
No, I'm getting a no on that one, too.
Is it on the right side of the chart?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Isn't that interesting? So, okay. Well, let's see here. Is it... Oh, that's interesting. Is it hidden within the skull region? Is it hidden within the skull region?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it really doesn't want to come forward. Okay. Is it anything on the left side of the chart?
Yes, I'm getting a yes.
Okay. Is this as to the... is this related to the middle ear bones? The middle ear bones?
No.
As to the facial bones?
Yes.
Okay. Is it anything on the left side of the chart?
Oh, I'm getting a no there.
Okay. So is this as to the mandible bone? See if I'm pronouncing that right. Mandible bone?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Wow. All right. Crazy, eh? Okay. So mandible, that's spelled M-A-N-D-I-B-L-E.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Okay, so, you know, I'm not a doctor, you know, so when I look at these terms, I don't need to really know, I just need to test.
Yeah.
So this mandible bone, is there, Okay. So we're just going to be asking, so this relationship between the mandible bone and the right eye, is there some stagnation energy between the mandible bone and the... Okay. So we got some stagnation energy. Okay. So there we go. Now, is there a trapped emotion that's contributing to the stagnation energy? Is there a trapped emotion contributing to the stagnation energy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is this trapped emotion in column A?
Yes.
Is this in an odd row of column A?
No.
Is this in an even row?
Yes.
Is this in row 2?
No.
Row 4?
Yes.
Is this a trapped emotion? And I'm going down one by one. I'm testing after you're testing. Is this a trapped emotion of anger?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. We found one. Oh. It didn't hide out for long. So we've got a trapped emotion of anger. So, okay. Well, I'm probably older than anybody on this call, so I'm entitled to ask you, how old are you for muscle testing?
I'm 70. Just turned 70.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, you got me beat, but not by far. Okay. You don't sound it. You sound very young.
Thank you. Very young.
Okay. Yes, young at heart. Okay. So, trapped emotion of anger. Let's see when this came in. Oh, is this an inherited trapped emotion of anger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
strong.
You're strong on that. Whoa, maybe that's where you've been, this past life thing. Okay, inherited from the... Was this inherited from the father?
No.
From the mother?
Yeah, from the mother, yeah.
Okay. Now, do we need to know any more information about this? Let's just check in, like, do we need to know any more information about this anger, trapped emotion of anger?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, yes, we do. So, let's just check in here and just see if we can get some more information as to this anger. Okay. So, is this anger, it's like I couldn't speak. I can't speak. It's like wanting to, it's like opening up the mouth.
Yes.
I can't, unable, I can't, just frozen. I can't speak. So is it, I can't speak? Is this trauma related to, I can't speak? Can you check in?
Well, now I'm getting a no on that.
Is this as to speaking, as to shouting out? Anger for not being able to shout out, to vocalize.
Not getting anything on that one.
Oh, you're not getting anything. Okay. Yeah, that getting about not being able to speak out. It's like your mouth is wide open and just not able to get it out. All that anger is just repressed. It's sitting there. So we're just going to go ahead and release it. So I'm going to be taking my magnet, or you can work with your fingertips. Now, what we're going to do is work over the governing meridian. So one area is in between the eyebrow area. If you take your fingertips and just sort of roll up with your fingertips, and everybody can do this. We can all do this together, actually. That's what I think is really great, is that let's all do it together for Anne. So if you don't have a magnet, which you may not have known that, you know, maybe you need a magnet, but take your fingertips in between your the eyebrow area, and then just sort of bring it up over the forehead, to the top of the forehead, over top of the head, so directly in the center over the crown of the head and then down to the base of the neck. And what we're doing is releasing. So our tips of our fingers are also energetic. So let's go down to the front again. We're going to do this several times. So all together, releasing that inherited trapped emotion of anger. within the meridian of the mandela bone to the right eye region, all that stagnation energy is contributed to the floaters in the right eye region. So everybody can go ahead and help here with Anne and just releasing again all that inherited trapped emotion of anger inherited from the mother. And when we do this, we're also asking for healing for the mother and right back to whence it came in. So right back to the whence it came in for all the ancestors here, all that anger, unable to express that anger. Now creating all that stagnation energy within the region, the mandela bone, that meridian, to the right eye region, all that stagnation. Okay. I'm going to have you check in. Anne, has that now been released? All that stagnation energy, the trapped emotion of energy of anger, has that now been released?
Yes.
Yes. Yay. So, wow, it's quite the trail that we went on. And, of course, that's one thing that came up. And, as you know, there could be other things contributing to that. But as you can tell, it's just amazing where we need to go and where we have to go. But very cool. So whether this makes a big difference or not, I don't know. But if it makes somewhat of a difference, then great. And obviously that's something that you can follow up with. And what I love to do when I work with my clients is that I work on Skype, so I can show you what I'm doing. Because on Skype, I can open up a file. It's like there's the share file option. And you can see me sort of work and do what I'm doing. So it's kind of interesting just to follow along, and you're kind of learning as I'm doing this. Now, there may be areas that I'm not directly dealing with that particular program. I get guided to go someplace else, but then I just bring that in. But it definitely is really good to watch, and you can see that. So, cool. Okay. Now, is there anybody else here who would like to be on the call? Southern Alberta or Central Northern? So please feel free to call in. Okay, not too sure what's happening here. So I guess, Anne, looks like we could do some more work. I can see on my board here that there were a few people and kind of disappeared. Okay, so maybe they'll call back in here in a while. So let's continue with that, if you like.
Okay, thanks, Brenda.
Yeah, and let's just play with this and see where we go. Okay, so we'll just continue testing like we've done. So do you have a glass of water there by any chance, Anne?
No, I can go get one, though.
Okay, you can quickly go grab one.
Be right back.
So when we do all of this type of work, it's really great to, you have to really drink your water, and so you're actually clearing toxins. So these emotions are actually in lower vibration, and they're toxic. And you can only go so far when you're releasing emotions, and you always have to check in with the body, you know, is it, you know, is this something that I can do? Can I go ahead? Can I release another trapped emotion? So that's something you always have to check in. And especially when you're working with yourself, always ask, you know, is there more here, you know, that I can do? Or, you know, sometimes you get guided that you just really can't go any further. So that definitely does happen. Your body just said, like, whoa, you know, I've had enough here. I can't really do any more. So that is what occurs. And you can really overdo it. So for the amount of work that I had done with my Bell's palsy, I had a lot of people help me out, and I kind of felt it. And I probably had more work done on me than I maybe should have, but I was able to handle it. But it's something you have to always check in with. Okay, Anne, are you there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's continue on. So as to the floater in the eye, and just ask your body, you know, is there something else that we need to look at in regards to the floater in your eye? There may or may not be, but we're going to ask, is there something else that we need to look at in regards to the floater in your eye?
Yes, I'm getting a yes on that one.
Okay, so is it anything on the left side of the chart?
Yes.
Okay, is it as to energies?
Yes.
Okay, here we get into some good stuff. Is it on the left side of the chart?
Yes.
Is it post-traumatic?
Yeah, it is post-traumatic.
It is a post-traumatic?
Yeah.
Okay. So post-traumatic. So anything on the left side of the chart?
Yes.
Is it as to psychic trauma?
No.
Is it a physical trauma?
No.
Is it a hidden psychic trauma?
A hidden psychic trauma.
Yeah. Is it a hidden psychic trauma?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, see, they just want to hide from you. We have to keep saying the word hidden all the time. Okay, so it's like, okay, this is hidden. Okay, so now these are usually like a couple of trapped emotions that come in at the same time. So what we're going to do is check, okay, let's find the first one. So is the first trapped emotion, is it in column A?
No.
Column B?
Yes.
Is it in an odd row?
Yes.
Is it in row one?
No.
Row three?
No.
No,
I better know.
Okay, row five?
Yes.
Is this a trapped emotion? I just go down one by one. Is this a trapped emotion of conflict?
Yes.
Ah. Okay, so that's the first one. Okay, let's look for another one. So is the second psychic trauma, is it in column A?
Yes.
Is it in an odd row?
Yes.
Row one?
Yes.
Is it trapped emotion of abandonment?
No.
Betrayal? No. Forlorn?
No.
Lost?
What was that one?
Lost.
No.
Lost. Love unreceived?
What was that again? Because I'm getting a yes, but whatever it was.
Oh, love unreceived?
Unreceived. I'm getting a yes on that.
Love unreceived. Okay, now we're going to find out like when this came in for you. Check. Did this come in at 22 years of age?
No.
No?
Hi, Brenda. Hello?
Pardon?
Hi, it's Judy, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Judy. Well, good. Thank you. Welcome. We're going to put you on here in a few minutes. So 22 years. Okay, so just hang on. So 22 years of age. Okay, so you're saying no. Let's check in.
Unless it was another life. I'm not getting that it's this life, but.
Okay. Well, there could be something else, but we're right now I'm getting that 20. Okay, so there's something that happened at 22 years of age, as it could be as well. Just check. Is that a trapped emotion at 22 years of age? And you got
no.
You're getting no. Okay, 22.
Yes, are you?
At 23 years of age?
23 was when I was married the first time.
Okay, so let's just check. Is that as to 23 years of age?
Well, I'm not getting anything around that.
Yeah, I'm going to just bypass you on that one because it could be something that if it's too close, you know, sometimes it's hard to look at. But I'm getting 22, 23 years of age.
Okay, I'm not aware of it, of anything.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that's where sometimes we just got to tap into somebody else to work with us. And I mean, for myself as well, believe me. Because sometimes things can be too close, but that's what I'm getting. So it's like there's the trauma, 22, 23 years of age. So let's just go ahead and release it.
Okay.
So I'm releasing that hidden psychic trauma of conflict and love unreceived right now. I'm just, everybody, we can work together again. So if you don't have a magnet, use your fingertips in between the eyebrow area, over top the forehead, over top of the crown of the head, the base of the neck, and bring your hand around to the front of it again. So we're working over meridian. Okay. Great. Okay. That was good. Okay, so let's check in. Has that psychic trauma of conflict and love unreceived now been cleared? You can check in, Anne.
Yeah, I'm getting a yes now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and so like I was saying, sometimes when it's just like something we don't want to look at, or maybe we feel uncomfortable looking at, we might just go, oh no. But
no,
for the most part,
I think so. Because I've done so much work around, and there really wasn't a 22. I was pretty carefree at 22.
Yeah, so no, 23. You know, 20. So within a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I accept that though, and it's just been released. So that's
Well, and that's where, you know, we can do a lot on our own, and just other times we just need somebody else to, another eye to look at things. Okay,
correct.
Cool.
Thank you. So,
yeah, you're welcome.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and Judy, are you there? Hello, Judy? Judy, are you there? Judy? No? Everybody's disappearing on me now.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why, but if you're there, come on. And if not, we're just going to continue with Anne. So, okay. Yeah, and so there's some people here that are listening, and that's good. So hopefully you'll be gaining some borrowed benefits from this as well. Maybe you have some eye issues, as I did this last 2 weeks, and Anne, isn't that interesting? Okay, so Anne, let's continue on.
Okay.
We've got some time here. Okay, so we are going to go back, and let's just ask, you know, your higher self, is it safe to release another trapped emotion at this point in time? And what do you get? Is it safe to continue to release another? Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so let's look at this. So is there anything we need to look at that's on the left side of the chart? What are you getting, Anne?
Hi, for some reason. No, I'm getting a no.
No, I'm getting a no, too. So let's just check in here. So do we need to look as to, okay. So is there, so I'm getting some pathogens, actually, that are coming up.
Okay.
Okay, so is it anything on the left side of the chart?
No, I'm getting a no.
On the right side of the chart?
Yes.
Is this, Is this as to fungal? Fungal.
Yes, I did get it, yes.
Yeah, okay. Does that surprise you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it could be like a fungal energy. So is it a fungal energy?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a trapped emotion that's contributed to this fungal energy?
Yeah.
Is a trapped emotion in column A?
Yeah.
Is it in an odd row?
Oh.
Even row?
Yes.
Row two? What do you get?
Yeah, I get a no.
Row four?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, is this a trapped emotion of bitterness?
No.
Of guilt?
Yes.
Of guilt. Okay. So I've got this fungal energy of guilt. So let's just see here. Did this come in at 41 years of age? 41 of guilt?
I'm getting a no.
A no? So 40, 41, 42, 40, 41. That's interesting. I'm getting 41.
41 might be.
Yeah, 41. So, and if there's something that you can think of, and you don't have to tell me, you know, what that is, but if it's something personal, but is there something that was going on or not that you can remember at 41, approximately, looking back about 30 years?
By the year. What year was that?
Oh, I don't know. 30 years ago. Okay, so let's just check here. So when I'm getting the guilt, when I ask, okay, what is this really all this guilt about? Do we need to know? And we really don't. When I checked in, well, do we need to know more about this? Like, no, we don't. So that's good. You're off the hook. We can just go ahead and release it. So let's do it again. Everybody can work together, please. And in between the eyebrow area, over top of the middle eye, the forehead, over top of the head, over top of the crown of the head, the base of the neck. So, and I'm working with my magnet here. And that magnet, and when we're doing this, as we're rolling right now, releasing a trapped emotion of guilt, this contributes to this fungal energy, that's drawing out that lower vibrational energy. So we're drawing it out, all this fungal energy, this guilt energy that's contributed to the fungal energy. Okay, so just clearing out all that guilt, trapped emotion of guilt, 41. Okay, I'll have you check in, and has that been released? And what do you get?
I'm getting a yes.
Yay. It's released. So is there another energy, trapped emotion, that's contributed to this fungal energy?
I keep getting yeses on that. You poor girl, you got to keep doing this. Yeah.
Wow, this is how it goes. And so, you know, it definitely can, you know, to get us to some issues. It can take a few times for sure. And then, of course, you can learn, you know, to do a lot of this on your own, too, through practice. So, and as you've done so many healing modalities yourself, Anne, I think you might enjoy this. This is a good one to add to Reiki or to anything, really.
Exactly.
Okay, and I'm just going to check in here. Judy, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so just hang on here, Judy, and we'll wrap up with Anne. So that's where I would go, and I would say go. I would recommend we'll go right back to that fungal.
Okay.
Because I just want to check something. you know, I'm only getting a 1% energy of that fungal energy. Like, it's not like it's a lot, but who knows? But actually, there's one last question. Is this fungal energy contributing to the right floater? I'll have you check in. Just out of curiosity, is this fungal energy contributing to the right floater?
No, I'm getting a no there.
Oh, okay. It's just that we needed to go there, so that's fine. So that's what I would do. I would go back right to that fungal energy and pick up where we left off. So, yeah, very good. So, yeah, you had quite a bit here done today,
yeah,
for sure. So that's good. And you can listen to the replay, and which I'll have loaded on my website. I'll give you information at the end as to the website and everything. So, yeah, hang on. And we have Judy also from Kelowna.
Oh.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm missing Kelowna.
Ah.
But I'm, but yeah, no, I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So great. So, Judy, okay, so what would you like to look at? What's bothering you?
Okay, a couple things. One is I've had sort of this nagging tennis elbow going on for a few months. It just doesn't seem to want to go away. It's definitely getting better, but it's still there. So I'm thinking that's some kind of trap something going on.
Is it the right or left elbow?
The left elbow.
Okay, and the pain, discomfort from 0 to 10, what is it?
I would say like a 4. It's just kind of there all the time.
And how long have you had it?
Months.
Pardon me?
About 6 months.
Oh, 6 months. And what were you doing 6 months ago? Anything that comes to your mind that you were you climbing a mountain in BC? Or
no, nothing really. That was just a lot of computer work, I think, and that kind of started creating it.
Okay, so we'll check in. Okay, so that's one thing. Okay, well, give me the other, and we'll see where we go. What was the other issue?
Oh, the other one was, yeah, just sort of struggling with some business growth with my business, and I'm sure it's something trapped.
Well, that is an area I am so excited I'm really jumping into, is the whole business. So I'm going to be really moving in that direction. That's a real passion of mine, is to add to business. And,
awesome.
Well, take your pick.
Let's do about the business, because that's more of a...
Okay. So, now, when I do an assessment at the very beginning, so we probably wouldn't do the whole assessment here because it'd be personal information, but, you know, as to where you are and the income that you want to generate per month, and that type of thing. But where we could go is just, you know, ask some questions and just see just sort of generally, you know, what's sort of, you know, blocking the growth of your business. Okay, so are you going to muscle test with me?
Sure.
Judy? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be checking with Judy. Let's get the connection for Judy. Getting that go ahead. Our source. Okay, so we're going to be having you check in, and the first question, is there anything blocking you from seeing yourself as successful, and there may or may not be, let's check in, is there anything blocking you from seeing yourself as a successful business owner?
Okay, and you want me to muscle test this?
Yeah, and then I'm going to test after you test. Is there anything blocking from seeing yourself as a successful business owner? There may or may not be.
I'm getting a yes.
Okay, so is there anything that we need to look at within, okay, So is there anything on the left side of the chart that I'm looking at that you can't see that's blocking you from being a successful business owner?
Getting a yes.
Okay. Is it on the right side of the chart?
Yes.
Is it emotional?
Yes.
Is it a heart wall emotion?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a heart wall, if you've never heard of this expression before, and this was Dr. Bradley Nelson who brought this forward, and this is his program, his work. But a heart wall is when we have all been hurt. I mean, we're human beings, we're going to get hurt, and we've hurt others, but we can put up a wall around ourselves just because to protect us. Because you don't know, we don't want to be hurt again. So you put up this wall up. So, Judy, if you could think about a wall around your heart. Some people can kind of visualize what that might be. And I'll give you an example. So a heart wall could be made out of brick or made out of gray steel or glass or paper or, you know, leaves or like anything. What would yours look like? Or what would it be made out of?
I would say probably wood.
Wood. And how high is this wood?
6 feet.
6 feet high. And yes. Wood. And is there any space in between the wood, or is it solid?
Solid.
Solid. There's no space. You can't see through it. Is it very thick?
Yes.
How thick is it?
Three inches.
Okay, great. So, super. Well, good for you for like, okay, this is, this is it. Okay, so there's actually, this is something I would really recommend, you know, the heart wall be looked at. And for anyone who's had their heart wall removed, you will notice the difference. Like you will feel lighter, brighter. And it affects every aspect of your life. So I'm glad that we're going to that. So let's look at this. So we've got a heart wall, and we're going to find out, well, what's this heart wall emotion? So again, we're all connected. So Judy, is this heart wall emotion in column A?
Yes.
Is it in an odd row?
Yes.
Is it in row one?
Yes.
Is this a heart wall emotion of abandonment?
No.
Of betrayal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite strong, actually. Okay, so can I get your age for muscle testing?
51.
51. Okay, so let's just see. Okay, is this an inherited trapped emotion of betrayal, inherited?
Yes.
Yeah, you actually inherited this. Was it inherited from the mother?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just see. So the mother to the father. Now, the father's father, no, the father's mother. So the mother's mother, the mother's, so as to her mother, no, as to the father. So, I mean, you can just go on and on. Let's just check how many generations back. Seven. Was it back seven generations? Seven. Is it back seven or eight? Pardon?
I was getting a yes to seven.
Okay, so you're strong. Okay, so this is very cool when the inherited ones come up. So what we want to do is call in, excuse me, all of your ancestors. So by this coming up today, you're really doing a big favor by healing all of your ancestors. And this is very cool. And I'm going to do this now, Judah. Just want to check in, just being very open here. Are your ancestors here right now with you to be healed?
Yes.
Yeah, cool, eh? I can just, I'm getting a shiver. So it's so cool. And when you go, wow, I mean, really, they're here? Then it makes you think twice, like, wow. I mean, like, how often are they around me? Like, can they see me? Like, what's? But no, I'm just kidding here. But it's so cool because they're ready for this. So what we're going to do is ask for healing of that betrayal energy for all of the ancestors, for yourself, and let's make sure that your children also, should they be holding that, or that's releasing. So I think you, as to your children, okay. So let's go ahead and, you know, we're calling in all the assistance and guidance today and asking to clear in all this inherited heart-wall emotion of betrayal for Judy, for all the ancestors, that it's safe to let it go. It's safe to let it go. Safe to let it go. And for Judy, and for her children, all of this inherited betrayal energy, this lower vibrational energy that's held within the heart region. Okay, so we're just allowing that energy to release. Okay. Oh, it's still clearing, Judy. And now I'm just taking out my pendulum because it's another way of me checking in. And yes, it's still swinging to the left. Okay. Energy's still clearing. It's good.
There's a lot of ancestors there.
Yeah, there's a lot of clearing that's still going on. Releasing. Okay, take a deep breath and check in. Has that inherited trapped emotion of betrayal now been cleared? Sorry, inherited heart wall emotion of betrayal now been cleared?
Getting yes.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, wow, cool. So that was one that came up. So we're going to ask your body, because some little bit of time here left, is it safe to release another heart wall emotion?
Yes.
Is the heart wall emotion in column A?
Yes.
Is it in row one?
Yes.
Is it forlorn? When you're forlorn.
Forlorn?
Yeah. No. Is it lost?
Yes.
Ah, that's very strong. Yes. Lost. Okay, so when did this come in? Oh, is this, excuse me, an inherited heart wall emotion of lost?
Yes.
Yeah, another one. Okay, so let's just see how far back. Is this back 25 generations?
Yes.
Yeah. So who knows what happened way back then? Okay. So do we need to know any more information about this? We may or may not. You know, do we need to know any more information about this lost? I'm actually kind of neutral to that? Can we just release it? Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just do the same. So we're calling in again all of Judy's ancestors and asking for assistance, please, to clearing out all of this inherited heart wall emotion of betrayal, or sorry, of lost. Of lost. So for all of the ancestors, as to Judy, and as to her children, okay, let's check in. Has this now been released?
Yes.
I'm kidding. Yeah, that was a quick one. That was interesting. It's almost like you gain trust. It's almost like a trust level that I sense, you know, but it's like, yeah, that was quick. They're like, okay, here we go. So good. Cool. So we'll just check in for a measurement. Let's just check your wall and see. How high is it? Has it changed at all? Same, not same?
Getting a yes to 6 and 7 feet, so it's pretty close to where
it's still, yeah. Okay, well, that's what I would really recommend that you concentrate on is that heart wall. But it's cool. I mean, it affects everything. I mean, not cool that you have it, but, you know, it's interesting how it affects everything that we do. So, yeah, pretty amazing, eh?
And so I would just continue on to do this?
Yes, and you continue on, of course, working with me to do it. And I'll teach you. Ash, I'd love to teach. So if you want to, what we would do is that I would open up my Skype session again, as mentioned, and then I'll show you how I would do it and what you can do to start working on yourself. So definitely, yes. And you can do that. So good.
Awesome. Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, you're welcome. So it's getting close to wrapping up, and I'm going to be offering everybody here today, I call my discovery session, but in addition to the fact that we book a time to talk and go through, you know, is it business? Is that the major one, like with Judy, where she really wanted to look at the business, or is it more in a physical issue? Like, what's the major concern for you? But I can do an evaluation, just checking, you know, for example, in your any imbalanced organs and glands, your pH level, you know, your immune system, what percentage is it functioning at? And we'll do that, and I'll release 2 trapped emotions within that. So for anybody who would like to have 2 trapped emotions, and then just see where, by doing that, what percentage your immune system has bumped up to. That's how quickly things can change. So once you sign up for my newsletter, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, so whisperingenergetic.ca, you're going to receive immediate downloads that you can just use for yourself. And also, I will be announcing in my newsletters my monthly free healing events. And then you can also see my lovely pictures of my Bell's palsy where I was devastated, and I showed the world you know, what that looked like for me and how I decided to tackle this head on, and within a short period, well, within 2 weeks, before the end of the 2 weeks, my face is like, you wouldn't know, which was amazing because I was totally devastated. So I welcome you again. Go to my website, whisperingenergetic.ca, or even email me, which is just fine, at Lainoff Brenda, spelled LAINOFBRENDA, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com. So I'd love to work with people and as to their business. I have a whole new program that I'm going to be rolling out here, and I do an abundance evaluation. So that's where we really get into really the nitty-gritty and just find out, you know, what's problematic, you know, as to your money issues as a whole. You know, how stressed would you say you are about finances? How much do money worries interfere with your day-to-day activities? And it goes on and on. So I do this sort of history evaluation, just get some background information and, you know, any traumas you feel might be related to money, directly, indirectly, any family members or partners who maybe have had similar issues. And then we get to have fun. We're going to visualize you suddenly having an extra $1 million, and what would you be able to do with it? And we really have to go there, because if we don't, then we can really box ourselves in. So it's a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it, and we're going to go through some of the very similar processes you saw here today and find out if there's any blockages as to being visible to having, you know, lots of money, being okay with having lots of money, because you never know what blocks could be in the way that are really keeping your energies down. And then if they're down, then you're not going to attract that, you know, the abundance that we really desire that will help us move ahead and do what we love to do in life. So anyways, that's very cool. So that's within my regular program. And my sessions are posted on my website. And the best deal is actually that where you get a package. So I'm just saying that now, a package. And then give us time here to really work through these issues. So again, if it's financial, money, if that interests you, or you want to get right to the health issues, then obviously that's where I go as well. So thanks for everybody for coming on. And yeah, if you have any questions, I'm pretty easy to approach. You can definitely just email me again at laneoffbrenda49@gmail.com. So thanks, everybody, for joining. Thank you, Anne and Judy, for volunteering. And I'll have this link posted on my website here in the next day, and you can always listen to the replays. So, yeah, thanks, everyone, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.